Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 16th, One Take Wednesday. Our memory passage this week is Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. This is what it says. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, and 30 times what was sown. Wayne preached this week on this passage and reminded us that we need to be praying for the Lord to till the soil of the hearts of those who haven't accepted Christ yet. And he gave us a challenge to sow one seed this week or maybe today. So think about a seed that you could sow in the world today for the gospel's sake. We're in the book of Luke, continuing on in Luke's gospel, and we're in chapter 14 today, starting in verse 15, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. I am reading from the Message paraphrase, and I like the title in the paraphrase. It says, "The Story of the Dinner Party." That triggered a response from one of the guests. How fortunate the one who gets to eat dinner in God's kingdom. Jesus followed up, "Yes, for there was once a man who threw a great dinner party and invited many. When it was time for dinner, he sent out his servant to the invited guest, saying, 'Come on in, the food's on the table.' Then they all began to beg off, one after another, making excuses. The first said, 'I bought a piece of property and I need to look it over. Send my regrets.' Another said, 'I just bought 5 teams of oxen and I really need to check them out. Send my regrets.' And yet another said, 'I just got married and need to get home to my wife.' The servant went back and told the master what had happened. He was outraged and told the servant, 'Quickly, get out into the city streets and alleys. Collect all who look like they need a square meal, all the misfits and homeless and wretched you can lay your hands on, and bring them here.' The servant reported back, 'Master, I did what you commanded, and still there's room.' The master said, 'Then go out into the country roads. Whoever you find, drag them in. I want my house full. Let me tell you, no one of those originally invited is going to get so much as a bite at my dinner party.' One day, when a large group of people went walking along with him, Jesus turned and told them, 'Anyone who comes to me but refuses to let go of father, mother, spouse, children, brothers, sisters, yes, even one's own self, can't be my disciple. Anyone who won't shoulder his own cross and follow behind me can't be my disciple. Is there anyone here who, planning to build a new house, doesn't first sit down and figure the cost so you'll know if you can complete it? If you only get the foundation laid and then run out of money, you're going to look pretty foolish. Everyone passing by will poke fun at you. He started something he couldn't finish. Or can you imagine a king going into battle against another king without first deciding whether it is possible with his 10,000 troops to face the 20,000 troops of the other? And if he decides he can't, won't he send an emissary and work out a truce? Simply put, if you're not willing to take what is dearest to you, whether plans or people, and kiss it goodbye, you can't be my disciple. Salt is excellent, but if the salt goes flat, it's useless, good for nothing. Are you listening to this? Really listening?" Wow, that was some difficult language. First, the dinner party, and just thinking about how Jesus invited the Israelites into fellowship with God through him, and they rejected him. And so then he takes the message of the gospel to the Gentiles, to all who are in, as it says in this passage, in the streets, or the misfits, the homeless, the wretched, in the alleys and the city streets. And then we move over to the cost of being a disciple, or figuring out the cost. What is it going to cost? And a lot of times we don't like to think about the cost of discipleship, but Jesus is redefining here that every loyalty has to be secondary to our loyalty to Christ. It doesn't mean we can't have a good relationship with our family, but it means if our family comes in the way of us following Jesus's word and his plans and seeking to bear fruit for the kingdom, then our loyalty must lie with Jesus. Our second passage today is in the book of Psalms. I have really enjoyed this week being in the Psalms, although I had just given us a snippet for time's sake, and I don't like stopping reading. So if they're shorter Psalms, if you'll give me the liberty, I may just read it all. This is a Psalm of David, Psalm 4. When I call, give me answers. God, take my side. Once in a tight place, you gave me room. Now I'm in trouble again. Grace me. Hear me. You rabble, how long do I put up with your scorn? How long will you lust after lies? How long will you live crazied by illusion? Look at this. Look. Who got picked by God? He listens the split second I call to him. Complain if you must, but don't lash out. Keep your mouth shut and let your heart do the talking. Build your case before God and wait for his verdict. Why is everyone hungry for more? More, 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 they say. More, more. I have God's more than enough. More joy in one ordinary day than they get in all their shopping sprees. At day's end, I'm ready for sound sleep. For you, God, have put my life back together. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together on this Wednesday. My prayer is that you are flourishing and that the Lord is right there with you, which we know he is, but that you sense his presence and that he is communing with you and you feel like he is answering your prayers. I pray, according to verse 1 in the NIV, that he would give you relief from your distress and he would be merciful to you and hear your prayer. Lord, would you be with my brothers and sisters today, whatever they face? Would you remind them of your watch care? And would you help them to block out the negativity that seeks to devour us, the worry, the doubt? In place of worry and doubt, Lord, would you put faith and trust? As we know your character, you are the one who has received us in to the great banquet. And yet you call us, Lord, now that we are received, to a life of following you. Give us the courage we need, Lord, to daily take up our cross and follow you in discipleship. Bless those in our fellowship who are hurting. Be with the sick, Lord. Remind them of your presence. Would you heal them and raise them up so that they might proclaim your goodness in the land of the living? And now I want to send you out with the blessing of Dr. Hull. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord supreme. Amen.